I started in August last year, so I'm here like for already a year. I started in translation department to work here at the place, but before I was already working from home. Like, it's already 2 years now that I'm doing something for the World Youth Day, because then we got the texts, we translated it at home and just sent it back. And then in March this year I changed to the international relations team, because there was another German volunteer for the translation department. So yeah, now I'm helping here and it's a very interesting job.
You were talking about you're German, you speak English. How important is it to have languages here?
I think it's very, very, very important. It's really important. All the volunteers speak English, because it's also like, something that we look for, that they speak English, because within our team we are really, really international. There are a lot of people from all over the world, from Asia, from all countries of Europe, from South America and also from North America. So we have nearly the whole world here. So for us the basic language to communicate is for sure English. And also for the people that we receive, for example, national coordinators, priests, people from communities, they come here, they talk to us, they ask questions, and they come with all kind of questions. And for sure, it's damn good when there's always a person who knows this English by heart, this language by heart, because some complicated question can only be solved by a native speaker.
What made you want to get involved in World Youth Day?
I was at the World Youth Day in Madrid 2011. That was my first and last World Youth Day until now. And there I was only a normal participant. But when I saw everything what was going on there, that was for me so fascinating that I thought like, okay, I received so much from this event that I want to give something back. And that made me, being a volunteer. Because for me, my experience in Madrid was like there's a really huge community of Catholic young people. Because in everyday life, I don't realize it really. Because I also lived in Germany in a Protestant city, and the people were not talking so much about faith and so on. So there was like, that was like place where you could talk about everything with all the people, and you were like on the same level with everyone, and you made friends immediately. Within 1 day, within 2 days, you felt like family with the whole world. So that made it such a wonderful experience. Everyone was happy, singing, dancing around. I was like wondering that there are really so many people in my age that really believe in God. So I also saw it like a mission to go here and to invite other people to come to the World Youth Day and to make the same experience as I made.
It's World Youth Day, but there's also the visit of the Pope as well. Tell us about the anticipation around Krakow regarding the Pope's visit.
Sure, Krakow is a city that is really connected to the Catholic Church, also because of John Paul II. He lived here for several years. He was working here. He was like a really big figure, like in the head of the people. And the people always met here the Pope. So now he's also a patron of the World Youth Day. And now there's another Pope coming. And it's like something is repeating. Because, for example, the tradition that he will always go at Franciscanska, at the Curia, and talk to the people from the window, where always also John Paul II was talking to the young people. Now, Pope Francis wants to repeat that. And we are expecting that really with much joy, to see him again, to see a Pope again in Krakow.